Last winter, there were big question marks as to whether the shore would be recovered enough to host tourists for its vital summer season. So the state got special permission to spend $25 million of federal Sandy aid money to help get the word out that the shore was ready.
The Jersey Shore is open.
The word is spreading.
Because we're stronger than the storm.
You bet we are.
The apps may be a bit annoying, but according to the state and many who work in the tourism industry, those commercials worked. But for others, including many state Democrats, the ads were inappropriate because Governor Christie appeared in the ads while running for re-election. The federal government is now looking into how the contract for that campaign was awarded. This year, New Jersey wants to spend $5 million of federal Sandy aid money on a new campaign. No word yet on the state's new theme, but local communities and counties are already working on their own pitches. The Jersey Shore Convention and Visitors Bureau already has its new slogan.
Our general theme for the year is the Jersey Shore is more than the shore.
Executive Director Robert Hilton says, post-Sandy, the idea is to tout things other than the beaches.
The arts, the music, the history that we have down here.
In the months after the storm, the Cape May County Department of Tourism scraped up extra money for its budget to spread the word that after Sandy, the southern tip of the shore had little storm damage. Diane Whelan is the county's tourism director.
Our budget, we used everything we could, every dollar we had.
By January 2013, the group stopped mentioning Sandy altogether, and they won't this year either. The county found that Sandy and some bad weather in the spring did cause an initial drop in their tourism numbers. But after Cape May pushed autumn visits with a Fall for the Jersey Cape campaign, their numbers from 2013 as a whole were pretty good.
So what we are finding out is that our occupancy rate compared to 2012 is going to be pretty much at par, maybe a little higher. So, you know, we made up the loss. Could we have done better? Absolutely. I think there's just a lot of factors out there.
Whelan and Hilton, they're both optimistic for this season. And so is realtor Matt Slosher. But he doesn't expect business to be fully back. His rentals on the Barrier Islands were down 50% in 2013 from the year before.
The majority of our rentals were done in Lavalette, in Ortley Beach, the town that was probably suffered the most damage around here. We wrote one lease where the year before we had probably done 250, 300 of them.
With so many homeowners still wading through grant applications and costly repairs, it's a tough line for marketers to walk, to tout a place that's mostly back, but not completely whole. Slosher says most of his clients prefer to drive down and see the area for themselves. So he's skeptical that more ads will make a difference. He says people are coming. This is his busiest time of year for bookings. But he estimates he'll be back to only about 3/4 of his pre-Sandy numbers.
I think the demand is there, but if we have 20% less homes, we can't do those types of numbers.
It's not the tourists that are in short supply. It's the houses to put them in. Tracy Samuelson, WHYY News.